It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Okay, you ready?
Ninety-seven-five, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well. Hope you're better than we are right now. Because we got ourselves a problem. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. I'm just going to take the suggestion of a listener and just ignore it until it goes away. Eventually it will. Lloyd said that there was a vote to open the show with that. I don't remember the vote going down.
No, remember the spin it or bin it or smash it or trash it.
But I think it was more like a okay, so let's go over the results together and then let's prepare ourselves.
Yeah, because it had to be like a high percentage, didn't it? Then we establish a high percentage. Now I'm all kinds of distracted. And then Lloyd said they voted for it. And then that reminded me of my favorite Monty Python scene where the peasant woman says, well, I didn't vote for you. And King Arthur says, you don't vote for kings. And then the woman says, well, how do you become a king then? And then King Arthur says, the Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft to Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying that by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. And then she says, you can't expect to wield supreme power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
I thought for sure you were going to say when she said, well, how do you become a king? You just do.
You just do.
it just does. No, I'm good, Scotty. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Doing good.
I love the landscaping suggestion.
Oh, don't know.
I love it.
Our guy Tommy's out listening right now, too.
Tommy, you got my approval. Thumbs up. Just start on it and then start invoicing my guy. It's beautiful, man.
He might be paying you in Dogecoins.
Yeah. I don't know. Doge is a little down today.
Scotty has a plethora of Dogecoin, and let's just say you could have some too. Pay him with the moon one.
The safe moon?
Yeah, because you got a ton of that.
I got a ton of that.
You got millions of that.
But it's worth like 5/10,000ths of a penny.
Well, give him like a couple thousand of them and be like, here's a couple thousand. That's
my one I'm banking on. Well, I'm not banking on it. That's the one I'm fishing.
That's as good as a Lamborghini.
Because if it blows up, then let's just say we're coming to you live from the Sherwood Hills studios.
I drove by Sherwood Hills, and they have now tilled up all the fairways.
Yeah, I know.
And it looks like they're going to farm it.
It just breaks my heart.
For anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, you drive through Sardine Canyon between Brigham City and Logan. Sherwood Hills is on your left. Used to be a gorgeous hotel and nine-hole course. The nine-hole course was never gorgeous. It was never...
It wasn't great golf, but it was scenic.
It was low budget, but it was extremely scenic. You were almost guaranteed to see either a deer or an elk eating the greens as you approached. And you were almost guaranteed to see some type of wildlife, whether you're running over a woodchuck or... You know, seeing a wild turkey that's up on the hill. Like, you're seeing something up there. And about, what, 2 years ago now? They shut it down?
Yeah, two, 3 years ago.
Let it go to weed?
Oh, it just breaks my heart.
It looks like they're going to farm it. Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, I saw it when they tilled it up. It just made me sick to my stomach.
I know. Sick to my stomach. Because it's the perfect place for a course. I do know that you get heavy snow. And yeah. You get to use the course for approximately a month and a half.
Pretty much. Yeah, from about June to middle of August.
June to middle of August. It's great.
Yeah. So I understand it's not. But you know what? Look, if money's not an issue, if you or me were Jeff Bezos, I'd just turn it into my own little private course, and that'd be my house.
I think you and I'd grab that whole canyon.
Yep.
That whole strip on both sides. And we'd shut that road right out.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd cut Sardine Canyon, make people go through Tremont.
Go around.
Yeah. Or turn it into a toll road and just take people for everything they're worth.
It's like that cop that used to pull anybody over for speeding in Manaway. If you're going 1 mile in RoboCop.
Hey, did you see they fired the sheriff?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't pulling enough tickets?
He wasn't pulling enough tickets.
In Manaway.
Oh, come on, that's
where Gordon
worst.
Monson got a speeding ticket.
I know.
What are we doing?
I don't know, Lloyd. Well, I'll tell you what they're doing. That was their main source of city income. Because you got people coming down the hill through the edge of that Sardine Canyon, through Manaway. And that was their main source of income. That's and they 1-2 miles over, and they get you.
Yeah, that's how they, paid their salaries. It was all based on speeding tickets. And the guy wasn't getting it done, so he's out.
In fact, I think that there's a stoplight and street named after Gordon Monson there now.
Because Gordon was going like 102. So the guy that did some landscaping for us, Tommy's a great dude. Star Landscaping. There's this little area of trees and some scrub oak and some nasty stuff. I just want to get rid of it. So I said, hey, man, come over. Let's do a bid and see how much it costs us to, just rip all that stuff out, put a little sod down, and call it good. Pretty simple stuff. And Tommy did that. And he sent over. He goes, but another thing we can do.
It does have just enough room for
this pimped out fire pit.
Yeah, with a whole landing.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
And half arched bench set and that half moon stone bench is awesome. You could fit like 20 people on that.
I know.
Sitting around a nice warm fire, cooking some marshmallows, overlooking the Great Salt Lake. Staring off into the distance, thinking about Wendover.
But here's the thing. Now is, there's a lot of people building houses and lumber's up, but also stone and a lot of other stuff is way up too.
Oh, is it?
So the bid was
worse than.
I mean, well, look, they're competitive. It's not like he's above anybody else. I mean, it's just what the industry is right now,
Just do it, man. Pull the trigger.
No, come on.
Pull the trigger. You won't regret that. It'll increase the value of your home. Although I think you are calling this a life home, right?
That's the thing. I'm going to die. I'm dying in this house.
Okay, so then you have to look at everything you do from this point on as an expense, not an investment.
Yeah.
Everything you do, once you declare that as this is it, this is my place, everything from that point on is an expense.
But I got it last night in the middle of a jazz game, and I showed it to Coach Lacombe, and he's like, dude, it's not about the money. It's about the memories. Just imagine the amount of memories you're going to have sitting around that with your kids.
That's coming from a very financially stable individual.
Yes.
He doesn't know what it is for want and hasn't for a long time. He's been a very well-paid coach for many years.
For a lot of years.
Yeah.
And a well-paid radio analyst.
Plus, when he was with Dave Rose at BYU, Coach Rose would have taken care of that. He'd be like, I got it. I got it, Timmy.
I got it. We'll take care of that for you. Get that landscaping crew in there.
And plus, when you're a coach at BYU, I don't think you pay for anything.
That's probably a good point. You walk in, you're like, hey, I'm remember that Sweet 16 run we had with Jimmer the other day? I'm a coach for that team.
That is one area when I was a player that always bugged me because boosters couldn't give us anything. They could give the coaches the world.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always like, wait a second. So you're saying you can give dudes that have everything more, but you can't give dudes that have nothing a little? Because they could do anything. Give them cars. They could rebuild homes, put in really nice patios and fire sets. And
can I take a picture with you by your set? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. We'll take a picture. I'll even autograph it for you.
In the meantime, I'm sitting in some type of disciplinary meeting asking why I took a couch from a doctor. I'm like, well, it was a free couch.
And it was a family friend. I just got married. That's what he gave me. Like, what happens? Like, you know, like you get married, people hand you envelopes with a nice check in it.
Yeah.
So how did that, how are you supposed to handle that when you get married while being a college football player?
You're told that you know what is acceptable.
Wish I got a couch from a family friend.
And you know what is unacceptable.
Lloyd, you got plenty from a family friend.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down back there.
Believe me. Yeah. We better move on. Because that could go to – we could start talking about that. It could go places it should.
10-16, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. It is time for your starting lineup.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup.
Starting lineup.
Presented by University of Utah Health. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
DeRozan, left elbow, jump shot, no good. Clarkson, who's been a good rebounding guard all year, pulls this one out of traffic with his white headband and his white socks pulled up. He fires for three. He tickles the twine, and he's fouled as Murray gets under him coming down. And Jordan Clarkson will go to the line for a three-point play. Clarkson rocks the baby back and forth through the legs, now retreats back out, puts his San Antonio runner shoes on, and attacks Pirtle with a long dribble right hand, scoop to the rim, and scores it. Jordan Clarkson left Jakob Pirtle with no shoes, no shirt, and no service. Utah by 34. Clarkson steps back for a three and hit it. Wow. The body power and strength. He was about 4 feet inside the three-point line, jumped backwards, and fired the three. That's actually not a travel for all of our conversations. It's no differently than two steps to the rim for a layup. They're actually just taking the two steps backwards. But the core strength you must have, Ron, to take those steps backwards and then shoot that shot.
Well, I've watched him warm up, and he practices those shots.
There you go, David Locke on the call last night. And Scotty, things just couldn't have gone better for the Jazz.
Could not have gone any better. And I really felt like there was, I mean, even David mentioned, he goes, I think going into this game, I thought it might be a loss. Just kind of felt like you got San Antonio sitting around for a couple days, some adjustments to be made. But look, you know, David Locke, Ron Boone, Tim Lacombe, those guys have forgotten more about basketball than a lot of us will know. And so I asked in the post game, I'm like, do we even know what San Antonio is trying to do? Because I really couldn't even get a grasp. I mean, for a team that had 2 days to hang out here in Salt Lake City, you know, according to the NBA, the nightlife here sucks. So you got to imagine that you had plenty of time to try to work out any issues that you had during game one. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish last night. I mean, they looked just completely befuddled, confused, and just a complete and total mess out there.
Yeah, sat everything that they really had after the second, second half. And Popovich, I won't go into Popovich because I don't know where his mindset is, and I don't know what his vision is.
Look, I think it's okay to talk about that because I don't know. Like, the guy's a Hall of Fame coach, there's no doubt about it, and he's won championships and a lot of them. But what are you trying to accomplish? I mean, this mid-range game thing is a complete mess. Like, this is his scheme. He needs to own this. He needs to answer for what's going on there because nobody can really seem to figure it out.
Yeah, because San Antonio was fighting for this 10 spot. And I do think that they're going to get overtaken now. I think they're a game and a half back now. Or, sorry, a game and a half right now in front of New Orleans. And New Orleans is closing. And it feels like San Antonio's got to find two more wins to lock that spot. I don't think they're going to find two more wins. I think San Antonio's on their way out. And Popovich just looks old.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what he's trying to do with the hair.
I don't know what he's trying to do with the hair.
Coach Lacombe says he looks like Doc Brown, and I think it's spot on.
Yeah, or the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah. Yeah, more crib keeper than Doc Brown.
Yeah, sunken in face and just kind of looks like he's given up on the game of basketball. But I felt like that, you know, going back to kind of the later Spurs era when everybody was leaving, I kind of thought, man, maybe it's time for Pop to leave.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And I'm trying to figure out what his goal is. But the Utah Jazz just wiped the floor with San Antonio, and it started with Jordan Clarkson. Started and ended with Jordan Clarkson, but Bojan Bogdanović was right in the middle of the mix, putting up 24 points again and 10 of 13 shooting. And it was just haymaker after haymaker. You know, it was like watching a boxer with zero game plan standing in a ring and a very educated boxer hitting from every angle and then throwing hard body blows. And then eventually the boxer with no training just standing there and giving up, falling, and just saying, I'm done. Having the corner throw the towel in because we don't want this boxer to take any more punishment. That's what it was like. And not only did the Jazz get the 126-94 win over San Antonio, the Phoenix Suns got blown off the court by the Atlanta Hawks.
How about that? It was like 35-12 in the fourth quarter.
It was really a brutal beating. The Hawks put up 135 points.
Cleveland too.
And Phoenix only scored 103 points against Atlanta. That was a game that we knew was going to be fairly competitive, but we thought that Phoenix was going to get that win and keep pace with the Utah Jazz, but they kind of go the opposite direction. That's why it really couldn't have been a better night for the Utah Jazz last night. Everything really worked in their favor, and now they move a game ahead of Phoenix, and it's going to be an interesting finish.
Bojan Bogdanović led the team in minutes with 26. Hey, Jordan Clarkson scores 30 points but only needs 25 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was can't ask for a better situation than that.
And then, you know, watching Jordan Clarkson – I use boxing analogies all the time, but it's because it's one of my favorite sports. You know, in boxing, a lot of times you'll throw a punch to get a reaction from a fighter to throw – another punch, or you'll counter punch off of a punch. And Jordan Clarkson, like every time San Antonio tried to lean into something defensively, Jordan had something else that he pulled from his bag to score in a different way.
Yeah.
He is so far from a one trick offensive pony. He's got so many different offensive weapons, and trying to defend against his speed, his movement, his unpredictability. And I know we talk about him being a wild gun and firing it at any time from the court, but that's kind of what adds to the mystique of trying to defend against him. If he didn't do that, then you knew as soon as he took that left step that he was going to try to dish back to the outside.
Yep.
Or you knew that as soon as he jabbed and went to his right, that you knew he was going to dish out the ball or he was going to outlet the ball. But he doesn't do that. He mixes things up so much, and I try to put myself in the shoes of a guy that stands in front of him, and it's difficult.
You never know. Like, you know, to make your football analogy, when you're a offensive lineman, I know you're a center, but imagine a tackle when you're up against, you know, Von Miller or somebody that can
– Yeah.
He can spin, he can rip.
Has speed, but insane power.
But can do bull rush you. I mean, there's so many tricks, and you're just like, I don't know what I'm going to see on any given snap.
Yep. So Jordan Clarkson did that last night, and I don't know if you have the box score. I'm curious, of his 30 points, how many did he score from the perimeter? Here, I'll pull it up too. Because I don't think
It was a crazy amount.
Let's see. Jordan Clarkson.
Is he what, 3 of 4?
2 of 4.
2 of 4.
2 of 4 from three last night. So of his 30 points, 6 of it came from the perimeter. Still 50%. 4 of 5 from the free throw line, too. Got himself to the free throw line. 12 of 16 from the field. Jordan Clarkson was fantastic. If you could get that from Jordan Clarkson, if you put Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell back on the court, and you get your starting five and that rotation rolling, and you can get Jordan Clarkson off the bench. And I know San Antonio gets lost. When I sat in with Coach Lacombe, for those two games, And we were watching just some different things that they were trying to do defensively. He said, hey, I really want you to watch what they're doing in face guarding on Jordan Clarkson. And it's fun to sit there with Coach Lacombe because you learn so much. And you watch what teams are trying to do in face guarding Jordan Clarkson. And sometimes you can put a really good defender, a man on defender that can stay in the face of Jordan Clarkson, and you can confuse him and frustrate him, but you exhaust that defender. That defender gets lost offensively because he's exhausted trying to keep pace with Jordan Clarkson offensively. And some teams just say, all right, we can give him a certain amount of face guarding, but eventually the face guarding wears off, or you know, you lose him in a step, and Jordan Clarkson could beat most guys defending. And it's just interesting to watch him wear down a defender.
Yeah. But if you can get on any given night Bojan Bogdanović and Jordan Clarkson going 22 of 29 from the field combined, and the combined 56 points between the two of them, that might be a W. It's usually a good sign. Hands and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Love hanging out here at My Hearing Center. Come on. Look, we'd love for you to come by, but more importantly, we just want you to call 801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. The brand new Signia AX. And it seems like every time we come here, Matt, there's new technology to talk about.
Our research and development guys, they're just in a hustle, trying to find all kinds of new ways to help people out. So here's what they did finally. They went and said, hey, what happens if we take not one processor, but we take two processors and put in these small hearing aids? We assign one processor to support speech, which we already do.
Yeah.
And we give the other processor the opportunity to support sound and background noise. What happens? And this is what's amazing. Now you have 2x96 channels, which, by the way, when I started this, they released the first 16-channel hearing aid.
Wow.
And that was like the big wow, right? So now we're at 2x96 channels, almost 200 channels that were processing of information and in record speed, and we're able to completely separate the information that's being processed for background noise, the information that's being processed for speech, and so you're getting this beautiful, clear, robust sound, getting rid of all that background noise, but not completely, because if there's background noise that you need to hear, that's still there.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. You really can't understand what I'm talking about until you come try it yourself. If you've got hearing aids that are over 5 years old, this is a great time to come in and see what's different.
Let's talk to the people that have been told for a long time they need hearing aids, or you've been telling somebody that they need hearing aids or they need help. You can't. It's causing a lot of problems. And they're like, no, I'm fine. Now's the time to come in and put it to the test. Free consultation.
That's right. Put it to the test with a free consultation. And then actually you get to try the hearing aids for free, or risk-free for 30 days. And then we give you a gift card to Home Depot as a thank you.
801-438-7058. Try the latest technology, risk-free, 30 days. You get a gift card to the Home Depot. And the first 30 people that set up an appointment will be in a drawing for a free set of those.
Yeah, someone's going to get a free set of these hearing aids. They're pretty awesome. So get in early.
How cool is it? Do you get to make those phone calls? You're like, hey.
You know what? That's the one thing I let the providers do that.
Oh, yeah?
And they love it. They eat it up. They get to make that phone call, and you see people beaming, brighten up their day. So, you know, I let them do that, and they absolutely love
you
it.
You know, I think you should do some executive privileges there and be able to make some of those phone calls.
Well, they're the ones that are going to take care of the patients. They need the relationship. I'll let them handle it.
Well, make sure to call right now, 801-438-7058. Hey, it's time to get those carpets cleaned and get them zero-res cleaned, 801-288-9376, or online at zero-res carpet cleaning. Check it out right now, 801-288-9376. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show. The Big Show with Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Different athletes have wanted parts of the franchise before.
Didn't you get 15 points in your semi-pro hockey team? Didn't you get 15% of that club?
No, I didn't. No. But I was, I don't want to get into
it. What was the name of the goalie you had on that team there, Gordon?
Well, for a couple of years, it was Bill Puxley. But, you know, then we've parted ways. I haven't really kept up with him.
Bill Puxley. Man, he could really stop that puck.
Not to be confused with the right winger, John Ice Nettington.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Little Lenny Kravitz, nothing wrong with that.
If I told you you got to live 2 years as Lenny Kravitz, but it'd take 10 years off your life. I know I always do this to you.
Lenny Kravitz 20 years ago?
Yeah. Right in the heyday. You get to live 2 years of his life.
So it's 2 years of the life, but you sacrifice 10.
Because Lenny Kravitz was pretty cool back in our day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that takes you from what, 80 to 70 maybe? 85 to 75?
Yeah, gone at 75. But you get 2 years.
I'm going to do the Nicolas Cage thing. Let's go.
Oh, man. Scotty, did you see the hypothetical that was put out by the playoff pictures, the NBA Twitter account?
Yeah. What it looks like today?
What it would look like today.
Yeah.
Now, it changes daily. But if the playoffs started today, they're going to put out daily playoff pictures. And if the playoffs started today, this is how it would look. Utah in the one seed. You would have Memphis playing Portland in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we could safely say, well, I think we could pretty assuredly say that Portland would probably win that game, right? So they would advance to the seventh seed to play Phoenix in the first round. Memphis, the loser of that game, would then advance to play the winner of Golden State San Antonio. I think we could pretty confidently say that Golden State would win that game between them and San Antonio, right?
Yeah.
So then it's Golden State versus Memphis for that play into the eighth seed. I'm pretty sure Golden State would beat Memphis.
Yeah.
In a one-off. I feel pretty confident about that. I feel like Steph Curry in a pressured situation like that, Steph is the wild card. That would mean that the Utah Jazz would see Golden State. Do you agree with all that, by the way?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
That would mean Golden State would see Utah in the first round of the 2021 NBA playoffs. I want to avoid that.
Yeah, I don't want Golden State in the first round. I just don't like it because you've got the world of the NBA barreling down on you. They don't want you winning that thing.
I don't want to see that. And Golden State, they're finding a bit of confidence in Steph Curry in the playoffs. I don't want any of it. I don't want any of Steve Kerr in the playoffs and his whining and complaining and the way he manipulates officials. Definitely don't want Draymond Green.
No,
I don't want to see any piece of Draymond Green in the playoffs. As much as people can't stand him when the pressure's on, sometimes he hits, sometimes he doesn't. But I'll tell you, he'll get physical and he'll get pushy and he'll get lippy. And he's going to be unpredictable. Other than that, I'm not afraid of Golden State. I'm not really afraid of Draymond Green. I mean, I'm not afraid of Draymond Green. I just think he's a wild card. It's just Steph Curry that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Give me the Scott Gerard best guess. Will Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley be ready for the opening of the first round of the
NBA? Oh, yeah. I have no doubt about that.
Okay. Between that gives me some confidence.
Between you and I think if the playoffs started tomorrow, I think they'd be playing tomorrow. I mean, you've already heard Mike Conley say he's 85%. I think Mike Conley gets back out there, and I don't think Donovan Mitchell's too far behind. I think the Jazz – and by the way, I need to preface this. This is just me speculating at this point.
Just taking the bits and pieces.
I'm just
seeing Donovan on the sideline and hearing Mike Conley's comments.
Who's been telling you that, Scotty?
I think the Jazz are taking this very, very slowly. And they're going to be very, very careful about it because they know the playoff matters. And I think you could have a bad matchup at one. You could have a bad matchup at two. You could have a good matchup at one and a good matchup at two. So don't worry about it. Just make sure you're healthy going into the playoffs. Because, you know, you can lie awake at night and have a bunch of sleepless nights trying to figure out, okay, well, if we do this and this happens and this happens, you can't worry about it. Just go out there, play your best basketball, and if you're a one, great. If you're a two, fine. And let the cards fall, man.
So the Utah Jazz have a pretty big matchup coming up tomorrow against the Denver Nuggets. Any chance we could see Mike Conley potentially return for that?
I don't know. Honestly, yeah. I mean, I don't have any.
That's just way up in
inside.
The air,
yeah, I mean, I think you know the Jazz released their information and their injury updates. They'll have an update later tonight. They'll have another one probably tomorrow in the morning.
How are the Jazz taking this Denver matchup? Like, how do you think Quinn Snyder and the team is looking at it? Like, are they looking at this as like, all right, guys, another opportunity to secure the first seed and an opportunity for us to prove to ourselves what worth we have? Because Denver's been running without Jamal Murray.
I don't think there's any conversation of a one seed in that locker room. No, I'm not there. I don't think they talk about it at all, honestly. I don't think it comes up.
I think you're right.
I don't think there's any conversation about it. It's about going out and playing better and improving and like all the cliche stuff Quinn Snyder says, it's not cliches to him.
See, I don't see that happening at all. You got to remember that coaches and players, they look at the day-to-day detail and grind. They don't look at big picture.
Yeah.
So it to them, and I'll give you a for instance. To them, I don't think it's like, oh, got to beat Denver to keep the one seed. To them, it's, hey, so Jordan Boyan did some really good things. I'm trying to think of what I saw that was just off tilt a little bit last night. I can't think of anything specifically, but, you know, let's say it's something with Ersan Ilyasova and in his bench minutes, whatever he had, 7 or 8 minutes last night. It's going to Ersan Ilyasova and saying something as detailed as, Ersan, we need you to rotate. When you see that pick, you have to rotate. You've got to do this and this defensively. I mean, it's down to like little details of what they're trying to do to stop penetration on a pick and roll or something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah.
To them, they don't see what the overall outcome is going to be. You just can't look at the overall outcome as a professional athlete in a given season. You can't.
There's so much on your plate.
So much.
You can't have any mental capacity for all that stuff.
Like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to stand in front of Nikola Jokic and I'm trying to defend the handful of offensive weapons that he brings to the court. And I'm not really worried about what the implications of a win or loss means. I've got to win this battle.
Yeah.
And Quinn Snyder's got to win the battle against Coach Malone. And there are all kinds of games that are being played in the game that are high level, high detailed. And sometimes I forget about that as a media member as long as I've been. But when I stop and throw myself back into those moments, man, you don't see anything in front of you except for, man, maybe you just got run through the mud for, your hand placement when somebody's running down the lane on you and you need to drop that hand down lower on the hip to move them closer to the block or, you know, whatever you're asked to do. And now all you're thinking about is, oh, man, when I see Jokic, I got to remember that hand placement. Because if I can get the hand placement, that'll move him over a foot and a half, and that will help with help side defense. And then I can get that backside help defense, and then maybe we got a better shot at blocking that shot.
Yeah.
Like those are the little stupid things that you have to focus on. That's why I think these guys over time get irritated with the questions. They're like, next question. That's why Kyrie Irving is taking $35,000 penalties because he's just sick of it.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out what his Nets look like. It's a good point, Scotty.
1044, Hans and Scotty, live here at My Hearing Center, 801-438-7058. Call now. Get that free hearing evaluation. See where you're at. And that'll enter you into a drawing for a set of new hearing aids. That's right. All you have to do is be one of the first 30 people to schedule an appointment, 801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Ryan Abraham, USCFootball.com, joining us. Utah visits on October 9th. BYU visits on November 27th. Is there any juice for those games?
Less so for the BYU game. I mean, they were pretty upset to lose that game going on the road. But, I mean, the Utah one, USC fans circle it all the time. I think if they played BYU more, you'd get a little bit more of that. There'll be some kind of revenge factor or whatever. But I think USC fans know that if you're going to win the South, it's got to go through Utah. And, you know, winning the division for 2 years in a row, I think that got a lot of Trojan fans' attention. So I think the Utah one is the one they always look forward to because they know it's really important as far as trying to win the Pac-12.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Get the best blanket ever that's also the best gift ever for Mother's Day. At Minky Couture, Sandy and her staff ready to do it again for our listeners, helping you get it right. Get 50% off now when you mention Zone 50 at a store near you or online at MinkyCouture.com. That's promo code Zone 50, Minky Couture for Mother's Day. Go get one of those purses or bags. The
Minky bag.
Minky bag, yeah.
Really sweet, man. It's a really nice Minky exterior. And, you know, it's nice for flights or if you got to pick, like, pack an overnight bag and you set it on your lap, it keeps you warm. It's really just a nice bag. Your wife would love it. That's a perfect Mother's Day gift, by the way.
Yeah.
You get that Minky bag because it's very affordable. When you use promo code The Zone, very affordable. And then, you know, go get her some of her favorite treats and stuff that bag full of some stuff and make mom feel loved this Mother's Day.
Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. Please don't be a jerk. Please.
Nobody likes jerks.
No. Moms do so much for you.
Yeah.
I mean, just the thought of a birth alone. She birthed you. She's got stretch marks because of you. Get her a gift that says I love you.
Were you a big baby?
No, I wasn't. 7 pounds, 7 ounces.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about me too. I think I wasn't quite 8. It was like 7'9" or something like that.
7 pounds, 7 ounces, and it, the rumor has it I drank a gallon and a half of milk. The first night, and that I was like 8.5 pounds the next day.
Is the story true that you came out hands first, and that's why they?
That is true. That is true. Wasn't that the article my dad sent you?
Well, that's
sounds
what
like Paul, a myth of Greek gods.
That's what Paul Harvey said, and then the article too said that. And so I just, you yeah. know, but sometimes you know you get a little.
Yeah, no, my hand was out for I guess an hour or two before I came out. Yeah, and I was grabbing everything that came close.
Is it true when you bowl, it makes thunder?
Floyd, no. I don't even know where you're coming up with that. Gosh. Hey, we were talking about the Denver Nuggets. Utah Jazz played the Denver Nuggets tomorrow.
Yeah.
They just beat up New York. Just beat them up. They had a 34-point first quarter and held New York to 12 points in the first quarter. Just tore them apart. Nikola Jokic continues to do what he does. 32 points and 12 rebounds against the Knicks.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be the best Knicks team in 38 years or 40. However long it's been since New York has done anything.
I'd say, you know, those mid-90s teams. So I'd say 25 years.
I'm just looking at the New York Knicks roster. Julius Randle, good. You know, I think everybody knows him. Reggie Bullock, I think everybody – you know what? They've actually got some talent.
No, it's a decent roster.
Yeah, I'm just looking down their roster, and they've actually got some talent. Julius Randle, Nerlens Noel, Taj Gibson, Obi Toppin off the bench, Alec Burks off the bench. It's not the worst roster, but Denver just destroyed them, and it does concern you a little bit.
Denver's a great team, and they're handling the loss of Murray just fine, and they're continuing to win games, and they're going to be a menace for whoever plays them in the playoffs. It would be great to see the Jazz win this game. It would be great to see Mike Conley back in the lineup. I don't know if you're going to see that or not, but there's a lot of things you'd like to see play out for the Jazz to win that game. If they win that game, you feel pretty good about them getting the one, for sure.
If they beat Denver on Friday?
Yeah.
Done. Because you got Houston.
Yep.
Sacramento. OKC.
Yep.
And then if you threw in that, that's four. You throw in the two that you just had, that's six wins.
I think they're the one at that point.
They'd be the one. No question about it, they'd be the one if they could do that. Friday is going to be different. Very difficult. The Aaron Gordon project continues on. Implementing Aaron Gordon into that Denver lineup. He came in on fire, then cooled off, then got on fire again. But he's had a four-game stretch where he's just been so-so. First blank last night, 22 minutes, 0 points for Aaron Gordon. But gives you a lot of energy, gives you rebounds, gives you defense. He ended up pulling in 5 rebounds and had a couple of block shots last night. So Aaron Gordon's still going to give you some stuff. Aaron Gordon is a matchup against the Jazz.
Yes.
How do you feel like Aaron Gordon could?
Well, Aaron Gordon's a problem, and we've seen it. And I think that it's an issue for sure. To me, it all begins and ends with the Joker, though. I mean, that's, you know, Rudy and the Joker. He does so many things. He can give Rudy some fits. Rudy's playing his best basketball right now. So I'm fired up to see that matchup. But that's the one I'm really looking forward to seeing. The other element to this, too, is you see the Atlanta Hawks just blow out Phoenix in the fourth quarter. It was, I think, like an 8 or 9 point game, and then it was like 34-14 or 35-14 in the fourth quarter. So now Phoenix is a game back, and can the Jazz take advantage of that?
I love that you bring up the Nikola Jokic Rudy Gobert matchup. If we get to see that in a 7-game series, that might be the highlight of the postseason for me. And now, Jamal Murray not being on the court, that's an issue, and Denver's going to have every excuse to not win that series. But I just want to see the matchup.
Yeah, I do too. But honestly, you go back and look, Jokic had his moments for sure and was great in that series, but Murray won the series for him.
Did he have 2 50-point games?
Yeah.
2 50-point games in the bubble.
I mean, Jokic is great, and he'll be the MVP, and he deserves all the accolades he's getting. But if it's not for Murray, the Jazz win that series. Frankly, if there's not a pause after the issues in Milwaukee that led that almost weak pause in the bubble, I think the Jazz win that series. And I'm not making any social commentary. You know, what happened, and the NBA player's response, I understand completely. But if that doesn't happen, I think the Jazz win that series.
I think you're right. That bubble was just jam-packed with all kinds of storylines and difficult moments. I heard somebody talking about this year's finals and this year's champion would have an asterisk by it.
This year?
Yes.
Not this year.
Saying all the trials and
last year,
guys out. And
I mean, honestly, if anybody but the Lakers won it last year, there'd be a massive asterisk. Just a big old asterisk right next to it.
There would. Absolutely.
But the Lakers won it, so nobody cares.
Yeah, it was LeBron championship. So it just adds to his glory, and nobody ever looked at it.
Nobody's going to question it. If the Jazz would have won the NBA title last year in the bubble, everybody's like, oh, it doesn't count.
Yeah, everybody would have made fun of. Everybody would have made fun of the parade we would have had and been like, I don't know why you're having a parade for this. This is
killing
all
people out there.
We shouldn't even have had the bubble. I completely disagree with the asterisk. In fact, I think that a championship through the 2021 season should have a big circle around it for perseverance.
Yeah.
Fighting through a lot of odds.
Hands with Scotty. We're live here at My Hearing Center. Matt's with us once again. It's the Signia AX, and you could actually pick up one of those for free, but you got to call up and set up a free hearing evaluation. One of the first 30 callers. Let's talk about that evaluation and what goes on there.
Well, at My Hearing Centers, we have the best providers, and I don't say that lightly. You can actually go look online, check out all the Google reviews we got going on, and see some of the experiences that our patients are having. And we don't have a provider or an office that's below a 4.7 average rating. And so if you go on, you're find thousands of reviews from all of our great patients, and you can do a little research on provider that way. But when you get in the office, what they're going to do is they're going to set up everything perfectly aligned so that when you leave with this new Signia AX product, you're ready to take on that 30-day challenge, really experience how it's going to change your life. You know, we had a patient come in just last week, first time in. He was worried that he wasn't going to benefit from hearing aids. He didn't quite make the Signia AX trial because that just started this week, but he didn't know if he'd be able to benefit from hearing aids, and he took on that 30-day challenge. You know, and that's the kind of people that we really enjoy working with, the ones that are a little bit skeptical, because those are the ones that we're able to wow the most.
Can I address an elephant in the room with you?
Yeah, please.
You sure you're okay if I ask you?
Anything you need.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think one of the elephants in the room with hearing aids is the expense of them.
Absolutely.
I think that people are afraid. I ask the question to you a lot. What is it that keeps people from coming in and getting the stinking hearing fixed? Because it affects so many Americans. And there's a lot of people listening right now that they know that their hearing's bad.
Right.
And they don't come in.
Right.
And I'm speaking for them a little bit when I ask. It's the expense. What is the range, and what kinds of things are there out there to work with people in the expense of these?
Totally fair question. I apologize if we have to address this more often. I think that a lot of people think that cost is the issue, but when they come in, they experience the benefit that they receive, and they look at the value of life that they get because of the hearing aids. They recognize that it's really not cost, because if your value of life is going to change and improve by how much I'm talking about, you look at the cost and say this is nominal compared to the benefit that I'm going to get. And part of what goes into the cost of hearing isn't just the plastic that it sits in; it's all this technology that we talk about. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to avoid your question. Your question was, what's the range of hearing aids? An average set of hearing aids at My Hearing Centers runs about $4,000, but that includes lifetime service. That includes all your testing, your fitting, and your follow-up visits as long as you have that hearing aid. It includes extended warranties and adjustments. It includes that remote adjustments that we've talked about before. And then a second part of your question was, what do we do to help people out that maybe have some financial situations and need that help? And there's a bunch of things that we can do. Number one is we work with all major insurance companies. So you come in here, we're going to check your insurance. We're going to see if we can benefit you by maximizing your insurance benefit.
Does flex spending work?
Flex spending works, yeah. If you have flex spending or an HSA, you can work with the hearing aids.
So that's huge. That way. That's huge. That's pre-tax dollars.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's huge. The other thing that we do is if you can't still afford it, after we look at all those things, we go to financing options. We do 0% financing for up to 2 years. And if that's still not enough because your financial situation is different, we've got organizations and groups that help people in specific situations where they don't have the right income
to get their hearing
fixed.
Because it's that important.
That's right. So we do it through the gamut. So if cost is a reason, which we actually do find that it's actually in the top five reasons why people wait. So you're right there, Hans. If that's been a reason, come see us. We can show you the benefit. And again, you get to try their hearing aids risk-free and decide what for yourself whether or not the value's there. Because we're talking about value, not just cost. Is the value really there? Well,
and then the other thing is you're entered to win a free set.
And you can get into it. Yep.
People need to understand that. There was one of the reasons I kind of led you down this a little bit. I want people to understand what a free set of these means. And we're giving it away today. Like, this is a free set of hearing aids. An opportunity. There's people out there that have maybe waited for 5 years, 10 years.
Yep.
Things have continued to get worse because I just can't do it. I can't hit it financially. You've got a chance to win a free set. And all you got to do is call.
Call and schedule an appointment.
Call and schedule an appointment. You get checked out. You can see just how bad things have gotten.
Yep.
But you get entered to win the free set. So please call.
801-438-7058. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.